Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Membership Coordinator for SWEC, the Southwest Environmental Center, Ashley Martinez, to talk to us about their 26th annual gala fundraiser this month. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you so much for having me, Emily.
You're welcome. Well, let's talk about this year's 26 years of a gala fundraiser.
Yes.
And what is your passion for doing this?
I think I've been working for the Southwest Environmental Center for 7 years, and it's really important to me because right now we're in the sixth mass extinction. And I think now more than ever, we really have to focus on protecting wildlife and their habitats. We're not the only species, and without wildlife, we won't be able to survive. And I think that's important to remember. It's always been a passion of mine since I was little. I've always been very concerned with, you know, climate change and just all aspects of the environment, and making sure that we protect it has been very important to me.
And in our community, how important is it?
In the Southwest, it is incredibly important because this whole area along the border has the most biodiversity. And in fact, we rank in the top four. New Mexico is number four in biodiversity.
And who's number one?
Number one is California.
Are we losing a lot of our wildlife?
Well, we have lost some wildlife, and right now, you know, Mexican gray wolves, the funding is being cut for them, and they're the most endangered land mammal in North America, and they're native to this area. So the wall is actually inhibiting them in a lot of ways because it fragments habitat and they can't reach vital resources that they need to survive. There's also, there are some Mexican gray wolves in Mexico. And in order for wolves to survive, they need genetic diversity. So scientists say there should be at least 700 wolves in three separate populations. So in order for them to be able to reach each other, they need to travel and they need to reach resources. So with the wall, it's going to completely fragment their habitat and it could push them to extinction and jaguars.
Why is the gray wolf important?
Because, you know, just like any, you know, other species, they have their place in the ecosystem. And when there's, you know, not a lot of predators, for instance, gray wolves go after deer, there's overgrazing. And, you know, that creates all sorts of problems.
So it's like a domino effect.
It's a domino effect, exactly.
So this year, it's their 26th annual gala fundraiser, A Wild Night for Wildlife, which will be held on Saturday evening, October 13th, from 6 to 10 on the downtown plaza in Las Cruces, under the stars.
Yes.
Tell me about what we can expect.
It is one of our largest fundraisers of the year. We have a variety of restaurants serving food. There's hors d'oeuvres from Alma de Arte, Dragonfly, Andalay, Salud, Pistagios, Pecan Grill, Les Rendezvous serves desserts as well as Let Them Eat Cake. We have a huge silent auction with dining out packages. There's a five-star Mexican beach resort, a week stay there. We also have packages in various cities. So there's an El Paso package, which is I'm really excited about the El Paso package, a Denver package. There's just all sorts. There's artwork. There's something for everybody. We also have the wit and spoken word of our MC, Julian Alexander. He teaches film at the university. He's a professor there. And we also have live music from Rhythm Mystic and Back Porch Blues.
And they're coming down from Silver City?
Yes. And Rhythm Mystics is from Silver City. And Back Porch Blues is from TRC, Truth or Consequences. And so they'll be dancing under the stars. And then we have wine and beer from Pecan Grill. So that's awesome. And included in your ticket is two drinks and all of the food.
And where can they get tickets?
You can purchase tickets online at www.wildmesquite.org. You can purchase them down at the center at 275 North Main Street. And we're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6. And you can also give us a call at 575-522-5552. You can also find the event on Facebook, and there's a link there to purchase tickets as well.
Let's get back to how these proceeds support efforts to protect the wildlife and wild places in the Southwest.
So since this is one of our largest fundraisers of the year, the proceeds for this event help support all of our projects, such as we're working to protect lands like Otero Mesa, which is one of the largest and last desert grasslands in North America. It's 1.2 million acres of grassland, and it's absolutely beautiful. There's petroglyphs. It was one of the first territory for the Mescalero Apaches. And right now it's under threat for oil and gas development. So we're encouraging people to, call elected officials, and comment period is happening right now. So make sure to let them know that you want this to be protected. It's actually owned by BLM.
And BLM is the Bureau of Land Management.
Yes.
How far is Otero Mesa from Las Cruces?
It's an hour east of El Paso, so a little further than Waco Tanks, near Alamogordo.
And then the Rio Grande, the Rio Grande River. It's so important to the entire, from Colorado down through Mexico.
So one of our projects is to create wetland restoration all along the river. We have one, La Mancha Wetlands. And what we did there is dug out a large pond, and it connects to the river through a tunnel. And whenever the river's flowing, the water will go into the tunnel. And, since the river was channelized, the river's used like a faucet. It's turned on and off throughout the year, and it's used for irrigation purposes. So the river doesn't own any rights to its own water. So these wetland projects create habitats and kind of like an oasis for fish and other wildlife to go to when the river's dry. And we can shut off that tunnel, and then it'll create a habitat for them year round. So it's our hope to create these wetlands projects all along the river to kind of act as beads stringing together a healthy riparian ecosystem.
And what other projects would this fundraiser support?
So a big thing that we're working on right now is to try to stop further construction of the border wall. I talked a little bit about this with the Mexican gray wolves. And so what we're doing to try to capture what's happening to wildlife is we have a wildlife camera project where we have 18 cameras out along the border capturing wildlife who are trying to get across that can't. So this wall will inhibit them and fragment habitats and push species to extinction. So we've already have on the camera, we've captured a bobcat, javelina, a mountain lion. So there's just all kinds of species that are impacted by this wall.
So it's important then to be able to make people aware or give an awareness to the community about what happens to our wildlife.
Yes, it's amazing. Even pygmy owls are affected, and you wouldn't think that they would be because they fly, but they won't fly over the wall.
So again, it's the 26th Annual Gala Fundraiser this Saturday evening, October the 13th, from 6 to 10 at the downtown Plaza de las Cruces, Under the Stars, A Wild Night for Wildlife. And is there something else you'd like people to know the importance of this fundraiser?
So it's just very important that, we get people come out into the community, and it's a great networking event. It's a great opportunity to get to know the board and staff of the Southwest Environmental Center and to learn more about the work that we do and get involved in your community and a way to give back and support conservation in the Southwest.
So do you have a lot of volunteers that will be helping out with this 26?
Oh, yes. We have a gala committee of 9 people. We also have 30 volunteers that will be coming and helping out with this event.
Thank you again for coming out to talk to us about a very important project for the community, something so we can keep our wildlife going.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Membership Coordinator for Southwest Environmental Center, Ashley Martinez. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.